Chapter 31, Godzilla. The new pills are larger and bluer, but they're still shaped like triangles. My mother watches as I put one in my mouth and swallow it with a gulp of water. I feel it tumble slowly down my esophagus. My mother smiles, and I head downstairs to work on my bridge. I once read a magazine article that said that Proloftin was originally derived from a powerful rhinoceros tranquilizer used by zookeepers. I believe it. One moment, you're standing in a room, painfully bright, with sunlight. And an hour later, someone has pulled the shades and you want to take a nap. But this larger dose hits me like a sledgehammer. I'm fitting the last deck segment into my bridge, and time passes. I become aware of a small wooden contrivance in my hand. Interesting. It's made of matchsticks fastened together with some sort of adhesive substance, a protein or collagen of some sort. What is it called? The word eludes me. I turn the assemblage in my hand. Somehow I know that it is part of a bridge. Ah, yes, the adhesive substance is called glue. I smile happily, joyfully, ecstatically, proloftily. The answer is glue. How nice it is to know glue. Time passes. I'm looking at a bridge constructed upon an enormous table. Somehow, I know that it was I who constructed this marvelous object. My fingers, ingers, bingers? Lingers. Time passes. The effects of Proloftin peak during the first hour, after which you begin to think again. Think. Stink. Bink. Think. I start laughing uncontrollably. And suddenly, it's not funny. I want to weep. I'm holding a section of bridge deck in my hand, and there's the bridge, bright orange, international orange, and unearthly in its complexity. I must insert the final section into place. Lace. Ace. But where? I'm thinking, but my thoughts are sluggish and scrambled. Wait. I'm remembering something. Maybe not. Doesn't matter. I drop the deck section on the floor. The bridge isn't important. What is important? I cast about blindly through the murk in my head. Names tumble through my head. Douglas, Haverman, Andy, MacArthur, Morrow, Hanson, Melissa, Mother, Freddie, Eddie. Die. I'm thrown into a room filled with dangerous memories. A burning house. This should bother me. But my heart is numb. I stare without feeling as Andy runs into the burning house. He's in there. He's still in there.